Morning. We're just going to prepare our heart to take communion. And to help do that, we're going to open up Romans 8. And I'm going to start there. We need your spirit. We need you to help open our minds. So, this is a celebration. I know that's weird to say that we're going to celebrate the death of someone, the death of our Lord. Why is it a celebration, though? That's what I want to ask. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus." See, when Jesus was at the Last Supper, when he was around his disciples, He knew what he was about to go do. That was the purpose for why he came to this earth. That was the purpose why he came off from his glorious throne and came down, was for this moment that was about to take place just a few hours away from when he was the Last Supper. And he said, "This is my body that is broken for you. This is my blood," as he gave the bread. "And then this is my blood that is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins." When he was hanging there on that cross, and he was dying for us, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then he gave up his ghost. And they took the spear, the Roman soldiers did, and they pierced his side, and blood and water came out. And we can now stand, when we accept the Lord, when we come and we celebrate communion, when we take this bread and we take this juice, we can celebrate the fact that our Lord died for us. Now, he didn't stay dead. He proved everything he said. He proved that he was coming to die for our sins. He proved that by 3 days later, gloriously bursting forth alive again. And so, let's not take this lightly. Let's not take this bread and this juice lightly when we're about to take it. Let's be in awe of our Lord who come down, who said, and then later Paul says, "There is now, therefore, no condemnation." So if we're in Jesus Christ, if we have accepted him, and we're about ready to celebrate the communion, we have no condemnation. And I just want to read one other thing in chapter 8, and then we will take this together. Chapter 8, verse 32. "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect?" Who can bring charge against us when we're in Jesus Christ? No one. It is God who justifies. It's not us. If we're working, if we're trying to get to God, if we're about ready to take communion and we think, "Well, maybe I can do a little bit better." No. You're a wretch, just like me. And God justifies through his Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised. Amen. Who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So we stand today ready to take communion, knowing that there's no condemnation because we're in Jesus Christ. That's something to celebrate about, people. And we're going to celebrate that. We're going to invite the people, the other deacons to come up, and we're going to pass this out, and then we'll pray and take it together. So. Stand here with no condemnation on us, knowing that we are going to be with you, that we are going to spend eternity with you. Thank you, Jesus. We can't comprehend this in our minds, that the God of the universe, who created all things, would step off his glorious throne and die for us and then be raised. Lord Jesus, we believe and we trust. We love you, and we just want you to be here with us. We know that you are here with us. Just as you was here, you was there with the disciples when they took the bread from you and the juice.